Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is the NFL offseason, and there still is plenty of storylines going around, lots of questions and changes that will take place for all 32 teams. Always a pleasure to have back with us iconic sports agent Lee Steinberg, who is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening on this Friday night, Lee.
Oh, excited to be with you.
Always good to hear your voice, and it's been a while since we've had a chance to catch up, and there's a lot to dive into. Obviously, the dust has settled. Super Bowl 50 has come and gone, but you're out there in Southern California, so your takeaways, because it certainly was a night to remember.
It was. We had a fabulous party with 3,500 of my closest friends, and we're able to give humanitarian awards to the owner of the Cleveland Browns and Kevin Demoff and a number of other people. I think it highlighted in the game itself that defense at the end of everything still rules. And even though Cam Newton had been on that hot roll, you saw what Von Miller and the ability to put the passer on his back did to disrupt the offense. So, Peyton Manning now can retire and go out the way everyone dreams they could go out. But I will tell you, having represented so many iconic players, it is very, very difficult for a player to actually retire. They have been football players their whole life, or baseball or basketball. They love the camaraderie. They love the competition. It's just difficult for them to actually pull the trigger. And even though probably 25% of the NFL wants to retire the minute the season ends, when it gets close to training camp, they have yearnings again.
Well, I want to ask you about Peyton Manning's legacy. I mean, his second Super Bowl title. What does this do in terms of just your view of him, your perception of him?
The thing that was missing was always the multiplicity of Super Bowls. He certainly has the stats and everything else. Now, there's some controversy that has arisen in terms of his years at Tennessee at the end, and also in terms of substance. But we'll see whether or not that holds on. We tend to remember players as time goes on in terms of the totality of their career, and certainly he's had a fabulous one. We also tend to remember players who are playing currently with more impact than maybe players from before. So for years, Joe Montana was the quarterback, or Joe Namath before him, or Johnny Unitas before him. So who's the best of all time? We'll leave that to people to say, but certainly he's had a fabulous career, and now is the right time for him to go out. But I'll tell you, having represented Troy Aikman and Steve Young and Warren Moon and a series of quarterbacks, even when they have lifetime financial security, they have great second careers, they have everything that you ever would want, it's still difficult for them to hang it up.
Super agent, pioneer in athletic representation. He is the CEO of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. The great Lee Steinberg is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are interactive and would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports, and you can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. We are zeroing in right now on Peyton Manning, his second Super Bowl title. What was your reaction to the allegations that have come out? I mean, how much is this going to tarnish as we're talking about his legacy? And, you know, also, Lee, as an agent, what would you recommend to your client?
When there's damage control that's necessary to do, the first key is to put one's arms around all the facts and make sure that you have a real understanding of everything that might have happened. Now, once that's clear, if there was wrongdoing, the best strategy is to come up front, to admit there was wrong, to make an apology to all the relevant constituencies, and then to move on. Because if there was wrongdoing, to keep protesting, to temporize, or to wait too long means you get caught in the viral repetition over and over and over again, and you have an investigative press that will point out any inconsistencies.
Yes, it is unfortunate because the allegations continue to gain traction. Lee Steinberg is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It's been a while since we've had him on the show. It's so good to have him back in the saddle. So let's move ahead. Other big news out in Cali, NFL relocation. The Rams move back to Los Angeles. Got to hear your thoughts on this because this is obviously, it's a positive for L.A.
I'm so excited. Now,
yeah,
I'm thrilled.
Tell me why.
I grew up rooting for the Rams in the L.A. Coliseum in the 1950s. I couldn't be more thrilled. Now, let me make it clear. I don't think it's great policy for the NFL to allow franchises to move around. I feel sorry for young Ram fans in St. Louis. Having said that, this was always about stadia. It was always about giving the NFL a brand new stadium with ancillary revenue flows that they can use to push other cities to do the same thing. And it was always about franchise value. And since it was about franchise value, no place offers more in the way of exploding franchise value than does Los Angeles. So the Rams are back. They're going to be loyally supported. They already have 50,000 to 60,000 season ticket applications in. 18 million people live in the area. They're going to play in the Coliseum for a few years, which has none of the amenities. but they'll be loyally supported. And I think that San Diego, although I wish they would stay, the Chargers, in San Diego, because they've been loyally supported, I think they'll end up in Los Angeles next year.
Well, Lee, give us the 2016 forecast, the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, head coach Jeff Fisher, is he the fit? Is he going to bring these guys to the promised land?
Well, I don't think they're going to be a Super Bowl team right away. They have Todd Gurley. They need a quarterback. I've got Paxton Lynch, who would love to audition for that job.
Uh-huh.
But they're rebuilding. They've got a great organization. Part of the reason they got so much support is they'll know how to build into the community, and they really need to sell football because there's a whole generation missing. So they're improving. They've got that great Aaron Donald on the defensive line, and maybe a draft or two more, and they'll get there. But I think it starts in today's football with a franchise quarterback. It's very, very hard to compete or win without a franchise quarterback. And they're going to need to improve at that position.
So how long will the Rams stay in Los Angeles?
Oh, I think they're here forever. They'll be loyally supported. There's a misimpression that somehow they were not supported. They were. Georgia Frontier, at the very end of the last reign, decided that for the enormous sum of $30 million that she was going to move to St. Louis. And once she decided that she was going to move, they stopped really marketing. They stopped. They let all sorts of things go, and including Eric Dickerson. Here's an interesting fact. Even though we have two baseball teams, two basketball teams at the professional level, two hockey teams, we're about to have two soccer teams, UCLA, SC, the number one sport polling shows in L.A., still NFL football. So even though we haven't had a team, we're not immune to the whole concept of the NFL, and that team will be magnificently supported. You watch.
Always one of our favorites, Lee Steinberg, super agent, has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I promise we'll have him back real soon because I got to start asking you some questions on how in the world are we going to fix my favorite team, and that, of course, is the Dallas Cowboys. So we'll have you back, Lee, okay?
Well, again, tuck a quarterback in there for the future.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead in hour number one right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.